Welcome to a very special episode of The Christian Chicpreneur. I'm your host, Angel Sanchez, and I am so excited to present this episode because I know how helpful having this episode would have been at the beginning of so many journeys I have made at the beginning and end and middle and duration of some of the financial investments that I have made in my business. I'm coming to you with the notes. So when you see me look down, for those of you who are watching this in video form, I am looking at my notes. For those of you who are watching, listening to this on the podcast, I'm basically holding an orange index card in my hand. Is that what this? Yeah, index card. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. All righty. So today's topic is all about how to come up with the finances in your to invest in your business. You know, you found possibly a coach you want to work with. You found a mastermind. Maybe you found a software. Maybe you've seen a conference being advertised, right? Something is going on and it has piqued your interest. You are feeling called to it. If you're anything like me, you might be waking up. For the times I was Florida signing up for something, you might be waking up and going to their sales page multiple times today and just looking at all the features, right? Or maybe it's just staying in your mind and you're wondering, should you invest, right? Is this the best financial time? Or you might be wondering how you're going to do it. How are you going to come up with the money when your business isn't making any money yet? I am so happy to be able to present this episode to you because, first of all, I'm presenting it from a pure place, right? This is not a sales call. This is not overcome your objections video where I try to convince you to sign up for my program. Notice I said you can use what I'm going to share with you for anything you're signing up for, any mentor, any book, any conference, any mastermind, any software, right? This comes off of years and tens of thousands of money spent. And I've gathered, like Solomon David Proverbs, this is my gathering of what I've learned and things I would that I had known at the beginning of my business, right? Because while I'm grateful now to be, you know, this is the sixth, going in the sixth year of my business. When I first started, there was so much I did not know. So let's get it started. So why, okay, let me look at my notes. And I'm leaning in for those of you watching because I have on context that they're doing something. Okay, what it can be used for. So like I say, you can use this video to help you discern, right? Help God show you what's the best way to go. Help make the right decision for you, because that's going to be important. Because the truth is, the right decision depends on the person and the thing that they're interested in. So that's what this can be used for. Anytime you are kind of wondering, because there's a reason you have questions. Sometimes those questions are coming from a place of fear, which you don't want to let win, which we're going to talk about. And sometimes those questions are coming from a place of actual financial strain or actual financial doom, which you do want to make smart decisions, right? And why am I making this? I'm making this one because I recently had a question shared in a message I received, but I'm making this because I know this is not the first question. I know this is not going to be the last time I see this, but I also, my life's mission, part of my life's mission and life's work is to be an encouragement to people, right? I want to enjoy life. I want to be happy and healthy in Jesus. And I want to help encourage people while they are here on this earth. Now, my professional mission is to educate and equip women with understanding how to build and grow online businesses so they can enjoy life, right? Because I believe they deserve to. And I know you really enjoy life when you have the power to choose how you spend your time, right? And when you have a business that makes money, that's what you get. You get the power to choose how to spend your time. So that's why I'm making this. And I know that it can be hard. It can be hard sometimes to tell the difference between fear and will this actually cause you financial strain, financial doom? And sometimes it can be hard to tell, is this the right fit for me, right? Okay, so let's start with the first thing I want to talk about, which is that I've been there before. So I am in a complete, I'm going to be really honest, I'm in a completely different space now. The speed at which I sign up for a program is almost unparalleled. Now, I've always been an action taker. I'm not going to take away that from God. Like, an action taker and a strategic person in general, like even when I was 9 and we would do garage sales, I would think, oh, let's do lemonade and you know, cupcakes, because that can bring people. Like, I've been strategic my whole life. It's developed even more, right, as when I got into the business world. But strategic is something God gave me. Being an action taker is something God gave me. However, understanding how to navigate programs, understanding how to find the best coaches and software was not something that I knew in the very beginning of my business, right? So let's rewind to 2016 when I was a baby in when it came to selling to actual individual people, okay? So it's 2016. I was making $15 an hour, okay? I had left a job where I was making $21 an hour. It was a great job. I had left a job where I was making $21 an hour to take an intern job, and I shifted career. Anyways, so I was working as a technology project manager making $21 an hour, and I left that to go to an internship where I was making $12 an hour. Now, you may say, why did you step away? Well, I had stepped away from that first job because I wanted to dedicate myself to my nonprofit. Here's the thing, though, my nonprofit wasn't making any money. And when this job, so I was like, well, maybe I'll, you know, work something part-time just to bring money in to invest in my business. So I had applied for this job on Craigslist. It was the marketing manager, but it was an internship. I know. So I had applied to this job, and when they messaged me back, I saw the distance. It was like 30 minutes away. I was like, oh no. It wasn't even about the pay. I didn't know about the pay. It was just the distance. I was like, I'm not 30 minutes. This is part-time. No. But the person kept pursuing me. Like, she was like a headhunter. So after the third time she reached out, when I had not responded to any of, I was like, at this point, would I even hire me? So after she had reached out the third time, I was like, well, let me at least go meet with this person, because she keeps reaching out. I am so grateful to that person. Her name was Jacqueline. I'm so grateful to that person, because prior to 2016, I didn't even know what a business coach was. I didn't realize that what I had been doing for corporate companies all these years as just a part of my job was actually a whole career that I could be doing with individual women just like you, right? And I wouldn't have if I hadn't opened myself to that opportunity, okay? So 2016, I go on this interview while I'm working on building my business, right? And she says it's going to be, or I think I started it in 2015. And then in 2016, I was still there, and they had me go to a conference as a part of the job. And at that time, and stay with me, this is all going to come together, okay? In 2016, they had me go to this conference and to represent the company. And it was a 3-day event, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And I remember thinking, you want me to spend 3 days in a hotel, like learning about business stuff? I don't want to do that. I want to go home. But it was my job. And so I went. That conference was called Be the Brand Live with Jenna Rodriguez. And when I tell you, God used that event to change my whole life. So at that event, I learned that I wasn't really a business owner. I was a hobby owner. The person who told me actually called me a HO, okay? And I said, excuse me? And she said, you're a hobby owner. I told her what was going on in my business, because I figured since I was there for my job, let me at least get some tips for my business I was working on. And she said, oh, I know the problem. You're a hobby owner. And she explained why. And I was like, she's right, right? I had been scared to, like, don't get me wrong, I was spending in my business. I had a little office space that I rented that I paid
$50 a month for something not too expensive. I would buy food for the kids that I was helping in a nonprofit, but I had made some business cards that I had printed, you know, but I wasn't spending enough to actually make traction. I had spent a couple thousand on some equipment, right? But I wasn't spending in the right areas. I wasn't really focused on selling. Honestly, I was just focused on serving, and I just kind of wanted the money to flow to us with very little effort from me. And that's just not how it works, right? Especially because I hadn't put things in place for the money to flow to me and the nonprofit. And so that one event in February 2016 changed everything about how I viewed myself and what I wanted to do. So from then on, I started completely revamping my business, and I made it a goal to work with my first coach that year. So the company I worked for had a coaching program for realtors. I invested in that. It was $800. They let me pay $450 because I was an employee. It was very helpful. And then I found, and this is why I wanted to share this with you, and then I found this coach who seemed like everything that I wanted, right? She was saying everything that I didn't know about. And she kept sending me emails every day. Now, I'm new to this. I'm new to the online entrepreneurial role of marketing. I know corporate. So I didn't know what an email funnel was. So when she kept emailing me, I was like, oh, wow, you know, she's really helping me. And then she was doing these lives. Well, now I know she was in a launch series. But at the time, I was just like, oh, this is so helpful. And I'm feeling the enthusiasm of the event, right? And so I signed up for her program. It was a 6-month program, and it was $2,997. I opted for the payment plan of $300-something a month. Remember, I'm making $15 an hour, okay? And I don't tell anyone I know about me investing in this money of, you know, 12 payments of $350 a month, right? Because I don't want anyone to tell me something's wrong with me. I don't want the judgment. I don't want them to look at me like I'm strange. I have not heard, remember, I'm still new to the whole business coaching world. So this was new for me. Like, yes, I invested in my college education. You know, people know about that. But this online entrepreneur person? So I didn't tell a person, okay, until a couple months later, when I had started making money. And then when my sister, you know, started to ask like, oh, okay, yeah, what is it you do again? Because, you know, she knew I had made changes, but she was seeing deposits come in like 500 here, 1200 here. And she was like, okay, what are you doing again? Because she's an attorney and she just wanted to make sure everything was on the up and up. And so remember, I went from making $500 in 3 years in my first nonprofit to making over $25,000 the first year of my business when I revamped it. So she just wanted to make sure everything was okay. And here's the thing. You might think, oh, okay, so the moral of the story is you were brave enough to make an investment and it worked out for you. Actually, no. That's kind of what I wanted you to think, right? That investment I made... That first $2,997 program, it wasn't great. That's why I didn't share the name of the coach, because I don't believe in putting down others in the industry. But it was not the right fit for me. It wasn't. It was very high level. It was very low access. It was a bunch of us. And she would just kind of get on a call and answer questions blankly without any context. And she taught us like this method that was like her process. So she didn't meet us where we're at and show us what to do from there. She just was like, this is what I did, do this. And it did not ever mesh with me. I didn't know how to articulate everything that wasn't a good fit at that time, but I knew it wasn't it, right? So that program actually wasn't the best investment for me. However, I didn't give up, because when you're committed, giving up is not an option, right? You don't have failures, you have lessons, right? So so I signed up after that program. I knew I needed, what I didn't know is that I needed closer touch, right? I needed to actually be able to access the person I was going to be working with, not a bunch of us just on a live or a Zoom call, and we get like 1 minute. So in October, I went to Michelle Sism. Notice whatever the person worked out, I don't mind mentioning their name. I went to Michelle Sism's conference, Decisive Mind. Went to the event, right? Now, this time I paid to go. This time I had learned the power of these events. And I remember she made her offer and she said it was $10,000 and, you know, $997. And I was like, oh, well, even if I wanted to work with her, I can't, you know, I make $15 an hour. I remember at this time because I was focusing on my business. So I had left like my regular job. So then she says, or you could do the payment plan of like a deposit of $500 today, $500 in 2 weeks, and then like $797 for so on, remember? And I was like, oh, I can do that, right? I can make that work. And I didn't know where all the money was going to come from, to be fair. I just knew I had a job. And I also knew I had that much in my account that day that I could use that was not tied to family stuff. So I go to the bank, I kid you not, it almost gives me chills thinking about it. I went to the back, to the table where you sign up, and they were like, oh yes, can we help you? And I was like, oh, I want to sign up for her thing. And they were like, are you serious? And I said, yes. And they were like, oh, she's actually not finished making the offer yet, so we can't open up the sales. But as soon as she finishes, we'll make sure you get signed up. And we're also going to make sure that she knew that you came back here before she was even finished with the presentation. Like I said, I was brand spanking new to this whole coaching world. I didn't realize it was a whole, you know, drawn out, you know, presentation she had to coax people into the sale. I knew that I needed help. I knew that making $500 in 3 years was not okay. I knew it wasn't sustainable. And I knew that I needed answers outside myself, right? I signed up for that program today. And while I went against the grain, I didn't always, even the first event I did that helped bring in $15,000, she advised against it because I didn't have an audience. I told her I'd go build one, right? But she inspired me. She helped me not in different ways. She was a great coach, don't get me wrong. I really learned what sales was from her. And that's what I needed. I understood marketing. I knew marketing, but selling is a completely different story. I had been raised to serve. I had not been raised to sell. I had not been taught to sell. I was not comfortable selling, right? So she helped change the face of my business and life forever. So it wasn't that first investment of $3,000 that helped me. That was actually just money that I will count as a learning lesson. And that wasn't the last learning lesson. That was one of the cheaper ones. But that next $10,500, excuse me, which was more with my payment plan, I enjoyed it so. Can you tell from my smile? It changed so much for me, and it helped give me the confidence I needed as a new coach. I had someone to ask questions to when my clients had questions, and I learned everything I could from her. And so I share that. I share all of that because I want you to know that you're not alone. I want to share it too. Wow, thank you, Jesus. I still remember the different emotions that I had because there may be a point, you know, as we grow, we can forget. Like, let's be honest, as we grow, we can forget things, right? You make your first sale, you make your first thousand, 10,000, et cetera. And then those seem small. I remember what it was like to invest my first dollar. I remember what it was like to invest my first, you know, 3,000 and sign up for my first. And I can say the number easily now, but just like that first investment, I didn't tell anybody I had signed up for Michelle's program until I had started making money. I was investing in it because I knew I needed help, but I didn't tell anybody until I had started making money. And then I was like, oh, well, yes, ma'am. I had actually signed up for this program. And she was like, program? So if you don't have anyone in your immediate circle or family or friends who understand why you signing up for ClickFunnels or Kajabi or, you know, whatever software you're looking at, Lead Pages, if you don't have anyone who understands why it's a big deal, why you have questions, why you're thinking about it, why it's on your brain, if you don't have anyone who understands why this, you know, mastermind with two trips to Florida or Florence is important to you, I just want you to know that I get it.
and that there are others who get it, and you are not alone, and you are a smart business woman, and you are coming into your own, and it will pay off one way or the other. My prayer and hope for you is that through what I share in this video, you will find the best fit for you, right? And understand that no software program, mastermind, what have you, is the magic key. There isn't a magic key. There isn't a magic fix. You have to take responsibility for being a cause for success in your business. You have to completely commit to being a cause for success. And if you will do that, if you will change your identity and see yourself as a successful business owner, that is what you will create. If you will operate each day, even if you have to spend time, and we go into this in one of my programs, if you have to spend time getting into a place of feeling, of thinking the thoughts of, I am a successful business owner. I operate from a place of faith and not fear. And do that, right? Walk from faith and not sight. Your actions will follow. You have to believe it. You have to do the work daily, right? I was a hobby owner. I was a hobby owner, but I'm not anymore, right? And not being a hobby owner and becoming a business owner, it changed my entire life. And I am so grateful. And it's why I'm making this video. Okay, so now that you know that I have been where you are, I want to tell you that it's normally when you're trying to make a decision about how to come up with the finances to invest in something in your business, there are three options, okay? One is that you are afraid. You're saying you're thinking about the money, but it's actually not about the money. You're just afraid. And fear is valid. Like, let's not, sometimes people just say, feel the fear and do it anyway. Okay, thanks. That's a nice quote. What does that mean? I probably said it before, don't get me wrong. But, you know, let's go a little deeper into that. Let's unpack that a bit, right? Excuse me. Why are you afraid? Are you afraid because you're not making any money in your business yet? Because let me tell you something, that's normal. That's normal. Statistically speaking, some people take an average of 3 years to show profit in their business. Now, there are definitely things you can do to make money sooner. I did. I started making money the first month of my for-profit business. But remember, for my nonprofit, I only made $500 in 3 years, right? But if your fear is, well, I'm not going to make this back right away. Okay, that's not a fear. That's a valid concern. That's a valid possibility. However, the thing is, don't stop at that thought. Ask yourself, if I don't make this back right away, what are my options, right? Am I in a financial place where if I don't make this back for 3 months, for 4 months, for a year, will I go into financial doom? Will I go bankrupt, right? Or am I in a place where even though this is a financial sacrifice, I can afford to make this investment in my business because I know with time it is going to pay off. I know it's going to give me a skill that I don't have that will help me bring more money in the future. I know it's going to give me an asset that I don't have that is going to help me bring more money in the future, right? I know it's going to give me a confidence, right? Or support that I don't have that's going to help me build my momentum, right? Accountability that's going to help me bring in or take the actions that I need to take to bring in more money in the future. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, don't just say, oh, you have, if you realize that you do have fear, that's okay. Fear is valid. It comes from a place of protection. The thing is to dig deeper. What is causing the fear? And is it something that you can live with? Is this something that you can plan for? Do you not think that I was afraid to, like, I didn't tell people for a reason. I did it in faith. I did it in faith. And I enjoyed the journey. Now, don't get me wrong. I've made some financial decisions that, honestly, I didn't do it in fear. I signed up, but I had regrets after. And let me tell you the amount of inner work that I had to do to get over that. One time when I invested like $15,000 in a program and it was, you know, the person was not in integrity with what they were selling. So I had to get over that. But you also know what I had to realize is that I didn't show up how I could have in a whole program. I didn't use it for what I could have, right? Because I, instead of focusing on growing as a business owner and growing as a person, I just let the amount, even though my business was bringing in enough to pay for it, I let that amount distract me, right? I focused on fear and operated from a place of scarcity and let it cripple me, right? That wasn't the program for me. So if something is going to cripple you, if something is an amount where you're like, if this is what I pay for, it's all I'll be able to focus on. Oh no, I spent that. Then it might not be the best thing for you. Maybe you need to wait when you're in a better position financially to do it, right? These are not life or death situations. I know sometimes when we're so attached to them, it can feel like, if I don't sign up for this, what does this mean about me? It means it wasn't a good fit. You are a smart financial business owner. You make smart decisions, right? You wouldn't be watching this video if you were not concerned about making the best decision for your business. So whether something is fear-based, if it's fear-based, I highly encourage you to dig deeper and find out if it's something that you can live with, because if you do, if you take that step of faith, you are most always rewarded, right? But if it's actually a financial strain, right, you did have to decide, do you operate best under pressure? Because some people do. I'm not that type of person. I operate best from a place of financial comfort. So notice whenever I invested, it was because I knew that either my business was bringing it in, which was later, okay, or my job, I knew I had enough from my job to make the payment plans. Okay, so I also want to make sure that you understand the difference between how a hobby owner thinks and a business owner, okay? Now, once again, if you have realized that the program, the software, whatever will cause you to be from be in an actual financial strain or financial doom, I would recommend that you don't do it at that time. Maybe just put it on a list of things you'd like to do when you can. And I'll talk about how to, you know, get more finances to invest in things a little bit later. Right now, I want to talk about the difference between how a business owner thinks and how a hobby owner thinks. A hobby owner thinks, I'll spend a little because, you know, I'm not making anything, or this is just something that I do. A business owner understands that you are building a tool of financial freedom, and that takes both time and money. Now, whenever you're lower on one, you can spend more on the other, right? If you are lower on time, understand you'll probably spend more money on having people build your website and different things that you need. If you are lower on money, understand you will probably spend more time on building things yourself than hiring someone else. But it's going to take both. And it should, because you're literally building a vehicle to bring in money. But it doesn't have to take a lot, right? If you are low on money, spend more of your time. Don't give up, spend more of your time. There was a time when I was lower on money, right? And then if you're lower on time, invest more of your money. The difference between a hobby owner and a business owner is a business owner doesn't look at things as, oh, how much is this going to cost me? They look at it as, how much could this possibly change my business? What impact could this have on my business? If I invest in this, what is my return? If I invest in this program, what could my return be, right? And if that software or if that program has the potential to greatly outweigh what you invest, then it's probably a good fit. And there's probably a great reason why you're feeling drawn to it. Okay.
Okay. And we're going to close this video that went way longer than I thought, but that's okay. Because I feel like it's long overdue that I made this, And I feel like, unfortunately, especially in the coaching industry, there's so much said about this topic. You know, you have the people who will tell you, quit your job, especially when they're in their lunch. They'll tell you, quit your job and just follow your dreams. And then you sign up for their program. And I'm not kidding, because I've been in these. And then they're like, oh, okay, well, you know, and you tell them, well, I haven't made any money yet. Oh, okay, well, just get a part-time job, you know, while you're building. Because a lot of them, you know, like one of the coaches that I first signed up for, she waited till she was making $200,000 in her business to actually leave her daytime job where she was bringing in $100,000 a year. These are things a lot of them won't tell you until you're in their program. So I'm grateful to be able to bring this information so you can know it now. Okay. And how? So now to answer the final question, the one you may have been waiting for, but hopefully the information shared you found as valuable as it actually is. So how can you come up with finances to invest in your business? So how can you actually come up with money? If you have deemed this is a good decision for me, if you have dig through the fears that you have and realize this investment has great potential for the growth of your business, here are some ways. I'm going to start first with the one that I did, is you work. There are different ways to do invest in your business, but what I did is I actually got a job, right? It started off as a part-time job. Then they offered me a full-time position and I took it just because at that time I knew I wanted to invest in a bigger program. So you can work knowing that part of that money will go to investing in your business. This can be a regular job or it can be an online job. Upwork.com is a great way to work online. Being a virtual assistant can be a great way to earn money. You can earn anywhere between $25 to $45 an hour as a VA or more if you have specialized skills. Credit cards. This is an option. PayPal credit is an option. PayPal credit for programs or softwares that allow that. And then selling something, right? Having a really big garage sale, maybe have something of value that you don't use anymore that you can sell. And then this is another one. Now these, the ones that I shared, credit cards, PayPal credit, working, selling something, these apply to everybody. This last one won't apply to everybody, but as a coach, I want to make sure that you're aware of it. Another way, and I've done this before as well, is to pre-sell something that you're going to sell. So this can look like an announcement on Facebook and an email, if you have an email list, you may not, but just an announcement on Facebook. Hey, I'm thinking about creating a program that's going to be, you know, $500 or $1,500 or whatever, and it's going to help who your audience is do this. And for this is my first time doing it. So I'm going to give you a discounted rate of whatever that rate is for everyone who wants to sign up, because you'll be helping me as much as I'm helping you. Is anyone interested, right? And then you have people, and you'll be surprised how just a simple message like that will have people signing up. And then you can use that money to invest. That may sound very simple. It works. I know, I actually know a few hundred people who have used that method, and it actually does work really, really well. I have used it myself to pay for a program. So if you have any questions about anything I shared, if you are having issues unpacking a fear, if you're needing help deciding, is this or this, I am so happy to support you because I've been there and I believe integrity is so important, right? I don't believe in ever any coach, any software platform, any service provider should ever coax people into buying when they're not ready or it's not a good fit. I believe our job is to make sure that we present what we offer and enable you with the information you need to make the best decision for you. Right? So if you have any questions about anything I covered today, leave it in the comments. Thank you so much for watching. And you can stay connected with me on Instagram at Angel the Course Coach.